This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is targeting 30 so-called moderate Republican congressional representatives, including Representative John Faso, who might not vote for the next version of the Republican health care plan that allows states to remove the pre-existing condition. Faso has not said how he will vote on the new bill, and he referred questions from the Times Union to the National Republican Campaign Committee. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Jay Tokas reports in the Buffalo News that while Governor Cuomo's new budget includes free tuition for state college or university for in-state students from families earning $125,000 or less, it does not cover part-time students. Cuomo's administration has said the full-time provision should push students to complete studies quickly. Others, though, disagree. The free tuition program, quote, is not doing anything for these other students who want to stay in their communities and are committed to staying in their communities because they're already working there, said Tom Hillard, senior researcher at the Center for an Urban Future. Quote, there's a real contradiction embedded into the Excelsior program, end quote. Read the full story in the Buffalo News. Robert Downen reports in the Albany Times-Union that the federal tax cuts proposed April 26 by President Donald Trump would cost New Yorkers a lot of money. Trump's one-sheet proposal would eliminate deductions for state and local income and property taxes for New Yorkers. The right-leaning Tax Foundation says Capital Region taxpayers saved between $2,000 and $5,000 in 2012 through these deductions. The proposal also cuts the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15% and gives multimillionaires other tax breaks. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Daniel Zuckerman reports in the Daily Mail that Bonfiglio and Bread is leaving the high rents of Hudson's Warren Street for a larger location across the Hudson River in Athens. Loyal customers to the five-year-old bakery at 748 Warren Street can take the ferry to Athens this summer for fresh bread. The new second-floor location in Athens should open sometime in June, after owners Rachel Sanzone and Gabrielle Guglielmetti closed the Hudson storefront May 7th. Quote, it's nothing against the city, Sanzone said. The space itself, we felt like we grew out of it, end quote. They will add an ice cream counter and a coffee counter and more food, she said, with hopes to obtain a liquor license. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Tim Martin in the Register Star reports that several local high school baseball teams are ranked in the top 10 in the first New York State Sports Writers Association poll. Chatham is number 7 in the Class C baseball rankings of the season, and Ichabod Crane is number 2 and Hudson number 3 in the Class B rankings. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.